Welcome to the Art of Pilates podcast. I'm your host, Louise Taub from Taub Pilates. Let me help you live better through Pilates. I aim to keep you motivated, inspired, and informed with insight into many Pilates topics and awesome Pilates practitioners. If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find me at the Art of Pilates group on Facebook. Let's start. You've joined me for episode one at the Art of Pilates. Today we're talking about the beauty of Pilates. Can Pilates make you more beautiful? I'm here today with two of my favorite clients. I've got Polly here and I've got Maria. And the first question I wanted to ask is, can Pilates make you beautiful?
Yes, definitely. Pilates makes me feel beautiful. It makes me glow from the inside. All my stretches make me feel much more beautiful each day.
And Maria, do you think that Pilates can make you feel beautiful?
Yeah, I have to agree with Polly because I think beauty can also come. I mean, if you're looking at, we're doing mental and physical beauty, and on the mental side, when you're doing a session, you do focus on your form, and that can only be a good thing because it relates again to postural issues in your body when you're walking, and does do a lovely stretch and encourages you to walk beautifully and walk tall as well.
That is so true. Like when I look at people's posture improving over time, people look more graceful, they move more elegantly, and they do look more beautiful. And one thing that I notice with some of my clients when they're exercising, sometimes I see a little secret smile on their face and I think, you look beautiful, like as you're doing the movement. And I think it's kind of like that enjoyment of the movement in exercises like the supine scapula series, where you're kind of doing that stretch and you're pulling that push through bar one way and then pushing it back the other way, and you're getting that beautiful shoulder stretch or the seated push through. You can just see the joy and the beauty on people's faces. So, Polly, what exercises make you feel beautiful?
I think nearly all of the exercises do, because they really give me good stretches and good movement. And I just feel once I've done a Pilates session, I really feel like my body is a lot more supple and I can move much better. I particularly like the legs in springs. I just feel like it really stretches my whole body, not just my legs, and gives me a lot more movement afterwards.
And Maria, what Pilates exercises make you feel beautiful?
Interesting, you talked about the push through bar, anything that involves that, and the teaser. I think that promotes grace, and of course the ladder barrel stretches are very good as well, because you can actually use quite a few muscles, and it just challenges your body to stretch out well. And sometimes when you're doing just, you know, I'm just saying day-to-day activities, you actually do use those movements too. So it's practical as well as the enjoyment factor.
Yeah, the functional movements are so important as well, and it can just make you feel more graceful, less clumsy. Having that quality of movement, of moving gracefully, can make you feel more beautiful. And also having a freedom of movement. Like when I see the range of movement in people's spines and shoulders and hips improving, I think that makes people look more beautiful and feel more beautiful because they can move more gracefully.
Definitely.
So I'm here with Jan, one of my favourite clients, and she's my longest standing client. So Jan, can Pilates make you beautiful?
Not in the face, but in the body.
Oh, that's fabulous. And what Pilates exercises make you feel beautiful?
All the stretching ones, because I don't do enough. Being 85, I'm getting a little bit reticent.
Yes, I love the stretching. They do make you feel so beautiful, especially when you're lengthening out the spine. And I think it really encourages just an openness through the chest and shoulders, and that can make you look more confident and more elegant and more beautiful. I'm here with my beautiful friend and colleague, Leia. Leia, can you please tell me, can Pilates make you beautiful?
Well, I think beauty comes from within. And since Pilates is a workout that starts from within, an internal sort of workout, from the very beginning of the first time you take a breath, I believe you will feel beautiful And eventually when you do 10 sessions, then 20 sessions, then 30 sessions, you'll actually start to notice changes in your body, which might also make you feel more beautiful. So, yeah, I guess Pilates does make you beautiful.
Yay! And if you had to choose an exercise that makes you feel beautiful, what one would that be?
Any of the exercises that make you feel longer and stretched and have that feeling of, you know, your world's just all come together once you feel the lengthening of the sides of your body. So really something beautiful like mermaid or even swan, one of those kinds of exercises I think would be the answer to that question.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so I'm here with my beautiful client, David. He's one of my favorite clients. So, David.
Yes.
Can Pilates make you beautiful?
Ooh. Often, but beauty's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
That's very true.
But yes, it certainly can help so much with your body. One of the things that I did is I noticed I was sitting down when I got back from England and my tummy was big. My wife said, David, look, and I was overweight. And then my daughter, Kathy, said, I know this beautiful Pilates teacher, Louise, you must go. So I did. And I've never been overweight and my body has been so much more fit. So, yes, I'm definitely more beautiful as a result of Pilates.
And your posture, to me, just seeing how your posture's improved over time.
Absolutely.
Because absolutely incredible. And the range of movement in your shoulders.
Yes, which were really stiff. Like, they were really, really stiff.
Yeah, like you can really extend so much more and flex your shoulders so much more. Okay. It's just incredible.
And the main thing, though, is my back always used to go into spasm because of my curvature in the spine.
Yeah.
But now I travel on Eurail, I can travel anywhere, I can lift suitcases. And my back, since I've done Pilates, it's almost gone once or twice, but I've been able to stop it going into spasm by doing some Pilates exercise. In the last 7 years, it has never gone.
It's amazing.
Whereas all my life, since my 20s, it was going regularly.
And how old were you when you started Pilates?
I started it for just before my 70th birthday because I was going to do a big trip in the UK by steam trains around the whole of England, Wales and Scotland.
Oh, my goodness.
Over a 9-day.
So you're actually getting younger as you're getting older, in a way.
I don't know about that. But certainly, yes, much more aware of my body and much more fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what exercises make you feel beautiful?
I suppose to be honest, as they say in England, when you say, well, you haven't been being honest the rest of the time. I do find swimming.
Oh!
Plunging into the pool and swimming is, I actually feel totally calm
and relaxed. Beautiful. And that movement through the water.
But what I've noticed with the Pilates is my swimming is much better.
Yeah, that's So
because I can extend my back.
The Pilates is such a good cross trainer.
Yes,
being able to extend your back further, you'd be able to move your shoulders more because you're not so rounded forward but more open, so you get much bigger range of movement.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
But that is the thing that I find, just getting into that pool. Every time I do it, and I haven't done it for 2 or 3 weeks, I think, and I go to the pool, I think, what? Why haven't you? This is stupid. Don't you go?
Yeah, because it feels so amazing. Actually, haven't you told me that you've gone body surfing as well? Isn't that something that you do in the ocean where you swim through the waves?
Yes, I can. Yes, because I came to Australia when I was nearly 16, I wasn't brought up surfing. Living in the Midlands in England, the sea is about the furthest thing away that there is.
Yeah.
But in Adelaide, we never actually went surfboarding, but I taught. Very early on, actually, on the first holiday in Sydney when I was 18, we did a lot of beaches, Bondi and Manly, my brother and I, and we learned to body surf.
Wow.
And I do now have a boogie board, which I use occasionally, but generally I just body surf.
Wow.
And I can do, with the right waves, you can go quite far just on your body.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave.
No, that's a pleasure. And Pilates, yes, it has certainly helped make me beautiful.
So I'm here with Sanjay. She's one of my favourite Pilates clients.
Thanks.
So Sanjay, do you think Pilates can make you feel more beautiful?
Oh, absolutely. It does give you that confidence. I had a lot of struggle after giving birth, pelvic floor as well. So I think Pilates really helped overcome some of the issues that I had. And so in terms of confidence, I think that's really closely linked with feeling beautiful. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true, actually.
Yeah. Mm.
And what exercises make you feel beautiful?
Oh, at the moment, Pilates.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do a lot of other exercises, but Pilates, yeah.
And is there any particular exercise in Pilates that makes you feel more beautiful?
Core.
All the core
exercises. All the core exercises, which is pretty much the definition of Pilates, I feel. So, yeah. Which is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And your core's gotten so much stronger as well.
I do feel that, yeah, yeah.
And it's been nearly a year. Actually, on Saturday, it's a year since you had your baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Your little girl. So, yeah. And you've gotten so much stronger. It's like you're starting to get into more intermediate advanced exercises. Yeah, so.
It's good to see some progress and improvements. I need to do it more regularly, like I was saying to you earlier on. And so if I do that, then there was a stage when I did that for a couple of months and I saw the difference.
Yeah, so. It does make a big difference. Yes. Just that extra session each week.
Yes, yeah. But it doesn't take a lot. It's just twice a week. And if you do, if I did it for like 2 weeks, then you can see the results.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think your body is really responds well to Pilates as well.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Would you love to have 6 professional development points with the Pilates Alliance of Australasia while increasing your understanding and repertoire for pre- and postnatal clients? Well, I have designed a beautiful course called the Pilates Pre- and Postnatal Workshop online or face-to-face on the 3rd of February 2019. I would love to invite you to join me on this course and learn all of my secrets for working with this special population. You can find out more at taubpilatestraining.com/pre-and-postnatal-workshop. Give your pre- and postnatal clients the workout their body craves while creating a confident and strong body prepared for the demands of motherhood. I can't wait to see you in the course. That's taubpilatestraining.com/pre-and-postnatal-workshop. Now back to the podcast.
So I'm here with my gorgeous friend, Rocco Saracci.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well for a Tuesday.
I wanted to ask you, Rocco. Rocco's a personal trainer, Pilates instructor, lifestyle coach, everything combined into
counselor
one.
Counselor at times.
Nutritionist. Chef. Yeah, he is amazing. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, Rocco, do you think that Pilates can make you more beautiful?
Of course. I'm looking at a beauty right in front of me.
Oh, my God. You're too sweet.
But seriously, Pilates makes you feel great inside with your posture, your core work. And when you feel confident with your posture and you're having a mind and body workout with Pilates, you do feel beautiful from the inside and out.
That's very true.
And it's, you know, with today's day and age with Instagram and Facebook images, there's a lot of pressure for young women and men to look body perfect. And Pilates and yoga as well is about inside, giving you confidence to do the Pilates practice and with any age group.
That's very true. Yeah, the beauty of Pilates is that anyone can do it. You don't have to be like super hot and in your 20s to be able to do Pilates. You can be any age at all. Like I think my oldest client's 85 or 87 maybe.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, which is just so inspiring. And we both have clients who've, you know, had hip replacements and knee replacements. So I guess that's one beautiful thing about Pilates is that it's accessible to everyone.
And it's not intimidating as well. So especially if you haven't done any exercise, it's not too intense.
Yeah, exactly. So you can actually do the exercises as long as you're not going into an advanced class doing the rollovers.
Yes.
Yeah, and also what I love about Pilates is it helps with your balance. So if you do have balance issues, you're less likely to fall over and smash your face because that doesn't look very beautiful when you smash your face.
It doesn't, no. And especially for seniors, like falling is a big problem and the rehabilitation after that and the confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they lose their confidence once they fall, so Pilates can prevent that.
Exactly.
To happen.
And I've heard stories of how people, after they do take a fall, they end up becoming quite reclusive, not wanting to leave the house because they're really worried that they're going to fall again. I really love the social aspect of Pilates as well. And I love to see people smiling at the end of the session. I think that makes people beautiful when they smile.
It's fantastic. And I find Pilates is just a gentle way to start exercising. It motivates clients to start walking, strength training, and to try in other classes as well.
Exactly. So. I've had clients who've started with me because they've been quite injured and then after years of doing Pilates, then they venture back into the gym and they're pushing hard and heavy weights and it's kind of like they've taken that time to really build their inner strength and their core to launch further into tougher kind of more mainstream exercise, which is kind of exciting. So
No, I think it's a great practice, and it's never too late to start Pilates.
Exactly. And the other thing about Pilates that can make you more beautiful is when you pull your tummy in, you actually get a better figure without having to go on a serious diet and lose lots of kilos. In fact, I had one of my clients, she said, oh, now that I know I can just pull my tummy in, I can actually eat more food when I go out to dinner because I just pull my tummy in. And I was like, hang on, no, you're supposed to eat healthy food as well. So, yeah, which was quite funny. I thought that was quite funny.
Or you go out and you see a person that's activating their core with their Pilates practice, they look more beautiful in regards to someone slouching, and it's about confidence, inner beauty as well.
Exactly, and mood lifting. At the end of every session, everyone looks more beautiful because they're smiling.
Exactly.
When they first arrive, they're coming in exhausted and scowling with that furrowed brow, and by the end, they look like they've had a nice little Botox injection and they look much better.
Without the chemicals.
Without the chemicals. No chemicals involved.
No.
And also what I really love about Pilates is just the length through the legs that you can get. Like lots of my clients, when they first start, they can't stretch their knees out fully and they're saying, I am stretching my knees. But once you can fully extend your knees, it gives such a lovely length to the leg as well as strengthening and stabilizing the knee joints. And even some of my clients who've got knee issues, they have great legs. Like their legs look amazing and they're more functional even though they might have an underlying knee injury. So that's kind of interesting too.
It is, and it's people that are reluctant, especially men, because they might not feel that they're flexible enough, they should give Pilates a go and they won't look back.
Exactly. Oh, when I see your legs in one of your Pilates DVDs, I'm just like, oh my God, I want those legs. You're really quite flexible for a man. Like you're doing scissors. And I'm like going, how the hell do you look so good?
Pilates.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's part of my lifestyle and I enjoy it. It helps my running. It helps my yoga, strength training. And today's day and age, running your own business with technology, we are in front of the computer more hours than I used to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So for my neck and lower back, I'll be afraid to think if I didn't do Pilates how my back or neck would be.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I do it for a living as well. Yeah,
that's so true. We're very lucky.
We are.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Louise. Okay. Have a great day.
The other thing that I think is beautiful about Pilates is the way that you actually work with people. Pilates is very hands-on, so you get that beautiful human interaction. And my clients tell me they feel like they're working muscles that they never even knew that they had. And I think it's really nice to have a new experience as well. And I guess that's what Pilates is all about as well, working the smaller muscle groups that create long and lean limbs. So that long, lean limb look can be much more aesthetically pleasing and more functional as opposed to traditional exercise and weight training, which works the bigger muscle groups and that can create bulk. Also, the beauty about Pilates is if you're working in a small studio environment, it's not too overwhelming, so you don't feel like you have to be a certain size or shape. So there's plenty of equipment around and some of it can be a little bit 50 shades of grey-ish, but it's a very different vibe, like when you're working in a studio environment. So my studio has clean lines, it's got beautiful ornate ceilings and a chandelier. So I try and make the environment feel really beautiful, so that when you're working out, you're surrounded by beauty. Also, the things that can help to make people feel more beautiful as well is, say if you're working with a postnatal woman and she has a little bit of abdominal separation, we can work to close that gap so that she then can reconnect with her body and feel more beautiful about herself because she doesn't have the separation of those abdominals. So we can really work to build up the pelvic floor and the core so that clients feel more confident and therefore more beautiful and can go forward to achieving all their other physical and actual goals. Pregnancy and childbirth are times of significant change for the body, but some women don't want to give up their exercise routine and they shouldn't give up their exercise routine. Pilates is wonderful because it can really cater to pregnant clients with classes designed especially for that amazing time of pregnancy and after pregnancy as well. So attending classes throughout pregnancy can significantly help and speed up the process of getting your body back into shape after childbirth, making you feel beautiful again. Pilates exercises can boost the immune system and circulation and provide the energy levels needed to enjoy pregnancy more fully and prepare better for labor. When you've had a hard day at work and the gym seems like a chore, there's one activity which will make you feel relaxed, beautiful, and in seriously fit shape, and that is Pilates. Pilates is a great stress buster, whether first thing in the morning or after a long day at work. Pilates provides a great escape in a fun environment. Pilates releases the typically overactive areas of the chest, upper shoulders, neck, thoracic spine, upper back, and hip flexors, as well as activating and strengthening the gluteals, abdominals, and scapular stabilizers, just making the body more balanced and more beautiful. Joseph Pilates was a German gymnast who dedicated his life to teaching his exercise techniques. He believed that poor posture goes hand in hand with poor health. He believed that by having awareness of breath and alignment of the spine, we can strengthen the deep torso and abdominal muscles and reduce stress. And a less stressed life is a beautiful one. Thanks for tuning in. So the challenge for you today is to post a video or photo of a beautiful Pilates move or a beautiful Pilates client or yourself doing a beautiful Pilates move and use the hashtag Art of Pilates. Thanks so much for joining me. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favor and share this episode so that they too can learn the art of Pilates. You can book a Pilates session with me at louisetaubpilates.com. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at my other website, taubpilatestraining.com. So if there is anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, I would really appreciate you leaving a review. I hope that you've enjoyed listening and that you have learned some tips and tricks to help you master the art of Pilates. If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so at patreon.com, The Art of Pilates. I hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy Pilates.